Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
Dis alweer tyd vir Op die kassie en vandag gesels ek saam met 'n formidabele, pragtige aktrise, Wanda Banda. Natuurlik oor haar karakter Kate wat op plan B te sien is elke Dinsdag om 8:00 op kanaal 144. Wanda, how are you?
Hello, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking time to chat to us here on Op die kassie. I want to find out from you, you know, I think last year, 2023, was absolutely a fantastic year for you.
Yes.
You know, being part of such an acclaimed movie such as Woman King, you know, did you ever feel pressurized by playing, you know, Viola Davis's younger character, General, Nanesca? Like, how was that for you?
Right. Such big shoes to fill. But honestly, I was so excited and perhaps nervous more than anything. But I didn't feel negative pressure. I was truly blessed to have had the right energy around me to make me understand, in fact, that I was equipped to take on that role. In addition to that, Gina, my director, made sure every step of the way that I had all the tools I needed to essentially execute the vision.
Yes.
But also that I, you know, felt the belief in myself. So it was just, it really was awesome. It was a positive experience, yeah.
Absolutely stunning. Now, what did you learn, you know, on the Women King, you know, being part of such a great, talented group of people, you know, that you've implemented in your life and in your career right now?
Being on the Women King, I would say, definitely inspired me tremendously. It was the first time I believe that I truly accepted my calling as an actor. It remains for me a task and experience that instilled so much belief in me and myself, you know. I learned, I would say, my worth as an actor. And watching Viola perform particularly taught me that I am in control. I mean, she would literally utter these words to herself on set. and over and over, and I was like, oh my God, that's so true. Like, I am in control. I also learned that, again, from watching her, that it's okay to make mistakes on set. Just on the practical part of things, it's okay to make mistakes. And even till this day, it's something I encourage myself to lean into more, making mistakes and doing it again and again. And it's okay. And that's part of filmmaking.
It's part of filmmaking. I mean, you know, isn't there a saying, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. So you got to do what you got to do, right?
Come on, yes.
Now, Wanda, yet again, you are working with world-class talent like Arnold Vosloo in Plan B. What does it mean for you to be part of such a great project? And tell me a little bit more about your character, Kate, you know. How does she fit into Plan B?
What a blessing, right? People I used to watch and look up to are now my colleagues. To
Amazing.
Me, it means that, again, I'm equipped, I'm talented, I'm hardworking because it didn't just happen overnight. I'm a dreamer. It's just testament to who I am, really. I take up space, you know, being a dark-skinned black woman on Technet, speaking Afrikaans. It's so phenomenal. I love it so much. And Kate is awesome. I'll describe her as necessary. Kate is our brainiac, our problem solver, and also such a fierce character overall. And I truly had a ball bringing her to life. And through her, I welcomed the magic of risk-taking, which is also testament to the way Joshua, my director, works too. You know, it's risk, and it's fun, and it's play. And I absolutely love that.
We absolutely love that. And we love that too. But I want to find out from you, what can viewers look forward to in Plan B without giving away too much information, and particularly when it comes to your character?
Yes, so tonight is our third episode, and so far it's just been so incredible seeing what we've created come to life. I would say that coming in the future, can look forward to seeing a little clearer into Kate's world and getting to not only know her more, but see just how dynamic this character is. So it just keeps unfolding, and I'm so excited.
Drama, drama, drama. That's what it is. I want to find out from you, Wanda, also, what did you enjoy the most about being on set, you know, on Plan B? And was there any funny moments? I'm sure there was many funny moments that happened that you could share that happened on set.
Honestly, I... I'm a makeup girl. I love I love makeup. I love glam. I love the makeup chair. So I enjoyed my time in hair and makeup the absolute most, as well as wardrobe. Actually, Kate once again is so dynamic and fun and cool. So we definitely had so much fun putting her looks together. And once viewers watch it, you will see what I mean by that. Just so awesome, and we worked with so many different looks, which is honestly so much fun for me. And when we talk about what was like the most, I think, the funniest moment, I'm sorry to talk about makeup so much, but I love the makeup artist. We had so much fun. We had so much fun. And I just remember being like, this is my person. You know, you get on a set and you don't know everyone, and then you just connect with certain people and you're like, yeah, this is my person. Mm. We just had such a ball. That was a big part of my joy.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, before I let you go, Wanda, 2024, what's the dream for Wanda Banda's career?
2024. So the dream for my career in general, I would say I'd love to speak on that, is to leave an impact in the world, you know. Purpose is so important to me, and I'd love to feel like there was a purpose and is a purpose behind what I do, whether that's inspiring someone or just like making myself happy, whatever. There needs to feel like there's a reason. What is my why?
Sure.
So that's very important to me. And for this year, I'm so excited to see my work, you know, the fruits of my labor. Like you said, 2023 was such an important year for me, I think, planting the seeds. Mm. And now we get to see the work. And I can't say too much, but there are some more exciting projects on the way. So that is a big thing I'm looking forward to, I can say. And that we can all look forward to.
That we can all look forward to. Well, I can't wait to talk to you again, because it sounds to me like something big is coming. Wanda,
come on.
Thank you so much for taking time to chat to us here on Optikasi, and I just wish you all the best for your career and for 2024. I mean, it is the year of more, right?
The year of more. I love that. Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a joy, and allowing me the platform to, you know, share a little bit more about my work. Thank you.
Optikasi met Ashmond Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.